Well, France is considering to prolong its military presence in the West African country of Mali. President François Hollande says his country's troops will stay in Mali as long as it takes to, quote, defeat terrorism. Earlier in the day, Defense Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian told the TV channel that 2,000 French troops were on the ground in Mali. He said the number would soon exceed 2,500, as the country had already promised. Meanwhile, the French foreign minister has called on West African states to quickly take over the battle from France. Laurent Fabio was attending the summit of West African states, also known as ECOWAS, in the Ivory Coast capital of Abidjan. Now, the regional bloc has promised to send more than 3,000 soldiers to Mali. France began its offensive in Mali last week, and it claims that it wants to block the advance of Al-Qaeda-linked groups toward the Malian capital of Bamako. Well, let's switch over to Washington, joined by Mr. Lawrence Freeman of the EIR Africa Desk. Thank you so much for being with us. Now, this situation, now that it has been announced by Paris that they want to stay in Mali, is the actual goal actually to tackle terrorism, or do you think the goal is something else?
Well, they're not going to be able to eliminate terrorism, and they basically, the French government, the reason that we still have to look into, got pulled into a nasty trap in which they won't be able to get out of, because the elements behind this operation come from the Salafist networks, which come out of the royal family of Saudi Arabia, mm-hmm. and the Qatar operation, and they're also very much involved in France and involved in all of North Africa, including this takeover in Algeria. It points to the same networks go directly back to Saudi Arabia. So essentially, France has put its foot in and won't be able to pull it out into an operation that they were set up for, and they can't win. And the consequence will be continued chaos and death to the African people across the Sahel, Sahara, and West Africa. And this is, by the way, the British policy toward the African has been for over a century. So the French are basically carrying out a British-Saudi policy in the continent.
What does it mean, Mr. Freeman, exactly? On the one hand, we see France and the Western allies getting on board and going against these rebels that they say are associated with Al-Qaeda in Mali. And yet the same factions, they're actually supporting in Syria. So what does this exactly mean?
It's worse than that, because, in fact, the people that were fighting in Mali were energized and developed by the fight that we engaged in the West, United States, President Obama and Sarkozy and Cameron, to overthrow Gaddafi. In fact, the overthrow of Gaddafi was immediate, precipitated the immediate arming of the Tuaregs that moved into northern Mali, back into northern Mali with great military capability. So that's the irony. The irony is that we're allegedly fighting AQIM. AQIM itself is a reincarnation of the Salafist Preaching Association supported by the Wahhabites out of Saudi Arabia. And then you're right, we're exactly allied with these people in Syria. And these are the allies that we worked with in Libya that eventually led to the assassination of our ambassador in Benghazi, Chris Stevens. So this is on the, if you look on the ground, what's going on, it makes no sense. You have to go to a higher level and see that there is an orchestrated operation to destabilize all of North Africa, make sure there's no sovereign nation, and cause the chaos and destruction that could actually lead to a greater war, which was linked up with Syria, could actually lead to a world war with the Russian and Chinese. So we're into very, very dangerous territory. The French have been very stupid at best. And right now, they have no easy way of getting out except if they actually identify the terrorist networks and go after them.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your contributions from Washington, Mr. Lawrence Freeman from the Africa Desk. We appreciate you being with us.